Bacteria could help detect mines. An aircraft flies over a no man's land sown with landmines, scanning it with an energy beam that pinpoints each mine and records its location. That done, the aircraft flies over again, this time detonating each mine with a hit from a directed energy beam. That is the future of landmine location and destruction, as envisioned by two scientists, Hudgens and Kruk, who work at the Armstrong Laboratories at Brooks Air Force Base near San Antonio. They contend that landmines could be sniffed out by artificial means, in the same way bombs can be sniffed out by dogs. When a landmine is buried, Kruk says, its chemical contents alter the soil very soon around it, resulting in a buildup of bacteria. He is to develop a sensor to substitute for the olfactory abilities of dogs. A directed energy beam would scan the area from above. Inside the aircraft, a spectroscope would read the data and record where the bacteria around landmines is located. Then, combining laser technology and directed energy beam, the mines would be detonated from the sky, and no people or animals would be needed to perform the high-risk jobs of finding and destroying them. Using soil samples collected from around landmines found in Bosnia, Kruk detected bacteria that he thinks would be a reliable identifier of landmines. Hudgens said the E-8 Joint STARS aircraft was a good aircraft for detecting the landmines. The Joint STARS is a flying radar station designed to locate and target enemy ground forces. An official of the aircraft company said he thought outfitting the aircraft to detect landmines was doable, but the company could do nothing without direction and a contract from the Air Force. Forming a partnership with the company, the two scientists are developing the technology, which, however, has not been ratified by the military authorities and other agencies.